Good morning and welcome to March 18th, 2020. This is Misty with Me Lived a Life. We're way into the coronavirus now, aren't we, guys? It is unprecedented. Nothing like this has ever happened. I've never seen our whole country actually do something united. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you right now that I respected Donald Trump yesterday and the way he spoke to our country. I was very, very happy to see that. You know, there are some haters. There are haters that are just always going to hate on him. You know, that's fact, not fiction. Do I like his politics? Nah, I don't like the way he speaks to people. I don't like the way he treats people. And I don't like a lot of things about his personality. You know, has he done good for the economy? Everybody keeps telling me that he has, you know. So I promise I would never be political in this podcast, but I'm not being political. I'm just being a United States citizen who respected what her president, Donald Trump, said to her yesterday. So I'm gonna leave it at that. And Republicans, you go ahead and take the win. Because I want you to win. At this point right now, I want you to win. Hey, anyway, yeah, presidential poll yesterday. I didn't go do that either. Oh, look, I'm about to talk about that, but stop. No politics. We got enough to worry about with the coronavirus. So I'm off to get Aaron to take him to work. He works at an assisted living center, one that has like a memory loss wing and one that has like a hospice wing, and then individuals who live in their own establishments. And he's like the maintenance person who, you know, him and there's like three or four of them. But anyway, so every day when I drop him off for work, I have to wait so that they can take his temperature to see if he can go to work or not. I picked up a guy. I didn't work yesterday, I have to tell you. I took a whole day off. It was fabulous. But the day before that, I picked up a guy and took him to his physical therapy appointment in Riverside. And when I pulled up there, there was a table with three ladies outside sitting way too close. They were not practicing social distancing, I'm going to tell you. But we have to giggle about it a little bit, guys. Come on. Because I don't live in fear. I live in faith. You know, that's the thing. That's another thing I want to talk to you about. Is walking in faith or walking in fear. You got two choices in life, guys. Two choices. Fear or faith. And I'm going to tell you, I'm choosing faith. I'll choose faith every time. And then I'm going to tell you guys about it too. This coronavirus, like I tell you, it's unprecedented. But my sister, first time we started talking about it, she goes, I don't call it a virus, I call it a plague. And I'm like, yeah. And some people call it a broken seal. And so it's serious business. That is, if you follow my line of thinking. And, well, I'm going to go ahead and roll my direction, as opposed to anybody else's. So, but on with that, you know, I know everybody's doing a little praying, and I'm not sure, but prayer works. Doesn't matter which God you're praying to, because they all are special. I just say they all, so it makes everybody feel comfortable, but I just only believe there's one. But y'all know. Anyway, now I'm rambling on about religion. Politics and religion. Two taboo subjects, and I've touched them both all within, what, 5 minutes? I don't even know. It's a heck of a day. I'm still, like, sound like the coronavirus walking because, well, I need to go buy some allergy medicine. What do I call it? When I take a night Benadryl, is it killing it? Because usually I just take a couple of Benadryl at night. I wake up in the morning. I feel fine. Blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, I got to go get Claritin. Claritin, Claritin. Everybody says Claritin. Claritin and Zyrtec. What's the difference? I do not know. And I'm not going to a doctor to find out. But that is a whole different podcast. Me and the doctor. Well, I do think, because of the way these podcasts are set up, that you can add segments, that I'm going to get you guys some guest speakers and then segment them in. Well, I just think it's interesting. I actually did something I don't normally do, which is I did 5 minutes of this podcast and deleted it because, well, I was just rambling on about something that wasn't making a whole lot of sense and it didn't really affect what I was talking about. But I think I deleted something I wanted to say, but who cares? I'll think of it later. It's that 50-year-old brain. Thought patterns in and out. Oh, but no, you know what it really is? You know how you walk into a room and you forget why you walked into that room? Well, John Tesh, because I listen to him every Sunday morning, but he said something that made total sense. You have like a short-term memory bank, a long-term memory bank. Well, your short-term memory bank, your immediate one, was full. And when you walked into the other room, you thought about something else, and that put that on the back burner. Made total sense. I'm like, you go, John Tesh. But, I'm a butter today instead of a so or a well. Speaking in public is an extremely hard thing to do. But using conjunctions while you're doing it is pain. I'm not liking this podcast either. I think I'm just rattling this morning and my mind is just going everywhere. There's so much to think about. There's so much to think about while you sit at home and do nothing. And I hope to God you guys are just sitting at home, because I'm telling you what, I'll be out here on the front lines. People aren't sitting at home. People are everywhere. We're living our lives. But the kids are at home not spreading their little germs. Apparently. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and publish it, even though I don't want to. It's 7 minutes and 8. Oh, no, it's 8 minutes. Have a groovy day. Bye.